Do you ever remember county site or county town?
No, it's been county seat. Okay, is the only word I ever heard.
And did people used to talk about law and order, or is that a term invented by the 1960s?
Oh, let me see now.
I'm wondering how they would use it if they talked about it.
Oh, I can't make a statement on that because I don't remember hearing it. I know we had sheriffs and we had good sheriffs and we had bad sheriffs and I can't.
And do they talk about it now very much?
Oh, well, you see so much of it in the papers. Oh, now I'm wondering if what we're seeing here now has dimmed the old expression, because I don't know.
I see. Do people talk about
law and order, you know, and now we have 11 people running for sheriff. We're going to have law and order.
Do you?
Come around August the 1st.
August the 1st.
I'll take you to see some things that would really excite you. Election day.
Now what's going to happen to the sheriff you've got?
Well, the sheriff we have is running for circuit court judge, which it used to be called a trial magistrate. I don't know how it got to be circuit court. And then his deputy is also running for sheriff. Another father's running for the circuit court, and his son is running for the sheriff. Can you imagine being arrested by the son and having to be tried before the father?
That's what law and order means.
I guess that's law and order.
And your parents are in order. How about a murderer? Would they say they hung him or they hanged him or what would they?
Well, they hung him. You know, we had a hanging. They hung him.
You don't remember?
No, the last one they had was three black men, I believe, were hung for killing white men, and they left them on the poles. It was a thing that was talked about for years and years. They happened long before my time. But
you don't remember Knight Riders?
Yes, I do remember the Ku Klux. Yes, I do. I sure do.
And I'd like to ask you a few things about common greetings. Would you just run through the greetings different times of day, different times of the year, Christmas?
Well, you'd say, howdy. You know, that would do for any time of day. If you were meeting somebody on the road, or you'd say, good morning, good morning, and hello there, how are you?
And after noon?
If you were being very sophisticated, you would say good afternoon. And if you were, then that would be the only.
Do people consider after the time after noon, is that evening or afternoon?
Anything after 12 o'clock was evening.
Uh-huh.
If they said good evening, you know, I'm going over to visit Ms. Jones this evening, it meant the afternoon as we know it now. It was very confusing to me when I lived in a place where evening was after supper.
I see.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But evening was afternoon with us.
I see.
And then on Christmas you would say Christmas gift. Merry Christmas. You know, you would use that expression too, meeting
New
people.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned how are you. How would you, as a child, in your best behavior, meet a stranger? You say, I'm very glad to meet you, or how is how you do used? Is that pretty formal?